This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Carolyn Kahn joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So Carolyn is part of the Haunt for Hopkinton Center for the Arts. And this is kind of a cool spin on a haunted house, Kennedy, that I think you're going to love.
Yes.
Being the theater girl that
yes,
you are.
Yes, I am here for the theatricality of it all.
Yeah. So Carolyn, explain what this is exactly.
We are a haunted house, but instead of it being somebody jumping out at you with a chainsaw, we are more of a theatrical experience, basically a play that you walk through. Instead of the audience sitting in a chair and having it happen in front of them, they walk through it and they get to interact with all the characters.
And this is all done for a really good cause. Can you tell folks where
yes.
the money goes?
The money is split between Hopkinton Center for the Arts, which is for the performing art programs, music, theater, dance, and also some of the visual arts classes. And it's also split with the YMCA after school programs and family programs for the Hopkinton YMCA, because that's the grounds we hold the haunt on.
And you might appreciate this year's theme, Kennedy.
Mm.
It's a wedding in Deadwoodville because
yes.
weddings are scary. Do you get to play a character in this, or are you just helping talk about it?
Oh, no, I am one of the cast members. Let's just say every wedding needs flowers.
Okay. Okay.
And the rest we'll have to find out later.
Are you like a haunted florist?
Yes, you betcha.
Nothing is as terrifying as chrysanthemums. So
well,
I'm a haunted house enthusiast, and I've never heard of a theatrical experience like this. How does this work? Is each location just a different scene as you're being like traveling through the woods?
Yes, it is. You will have a guide with you, and what they do is you start at the first scene, and the guide will walk you through it, and you interact with the different characters in each scene.
And this is the last weekend, right?
Yes, it is. We are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. The website is wickedhaunt.org. Last year, we raised over $30,000 that was split between the two organizations, and we only did it one weekend. We're hoping to double it this year.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
On the website, if you go to wickedhaunt.org, it opens up and says, "Welcome to Deadwoodville, Kennedy."
I know. The pictures look remarkable.
Yes.
Everybody looks perfect.
Nestled deep in the Hopkinton Woods, Deadwoodville has been home to the living dead since 1715. Notorious for its grotesque and peculiar citizens, Deadwoodville opens its gates once a year, revealing itself for a fortnight of tours.
I'm here for it.
Mm. I love getting spooked for a cause.
Yes.
All right, again, wickedhaunt.org if you want to check it out. A wedding in Deadwoodville, and this is the last weekend. So, Carolyn, you and everybody there at the Hopkinton Center for the Arts, and as well as the Hopkinton YMCA, everybody helping to put this on, you are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so much. We truly, truly appreciate this, and happy Halloween, y'all.
Good luck with your murder flowers.
Thank you.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Jen from Bedford.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please? Enough with the pleasantries.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
All this kindness, Dan.
I know. She's got cool leather pants today as she walks away.
Oh, does she? I didn't see them. What color?
Black.
Black leather pants? Nice. What did she say?
She said pleather from the other room.
Oh, pleather. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy and her pleather pants. You'll win yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And that's it. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. Burger King is releasing a new creepy and kooky meal. In honor of Halloween, it features Wednesday's Whopper, Things Rings, and Morticia's Cookie Chocolate Shake. Those are all characters from which fictional family?
The Addams Family.
Teddy Roosevelt was born this weekend back in 1858. He's one of the most revered presidents in American history. Which actor played him in the Night at the Museum movies?
Oh, the night. Oh, my God. What the heck's his name? He was Joel Hahn. Oh, what the heck? I can't think of it.
Question number three. Katy Perry turns 40 today. Which Katy Perry song has these opening lyrics? Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
I need to give you the title?
Yeah. So, yep. Title of the song.
Oh, I don't know.
Question number four. Taylor Swift was welcomed to New Orleans with a 140-foot friendship bracelet outside of the venue. In Louisiana, there is a group of people with French ancestry that have their own unique culture, language, and cuisine. What are they called?
Oh, God. This is way easier when I'm listening on the radio.
You know, Jen, we get that a lot.
Carson and Kennedy, easier when I'm listening on the radio.
I don't know.
Question number five. In an interview with an 11-year-old journalist for Access Hollywood, Rihanna was asked who her dream collaboration would be, and she said Billie Eilish. Rihanna has had the second most songs reach number one on the Billboard charts in the history of female singers. Which woman is in front of her?
Beyonce?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Jen, I understand you work for an architectural glass company.
Yes, I do.
Do you do, like, big buildings, or?
Yeah, big commercial buildings.
Were you guys
panel
just...
work.
Were you just guys killing it in the seaport?
We're doing a great job, yeah.
There's a lot of glass in the seaport nowadays. It didn't used to be there.
There is.
Well, people need to look out of their $5,000 a month apartments.
That is true. Yeah.
Kennedy, Jen got 1 out of 5.
Ouch.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
Burger King is releasing a new creepy and kooky meal in honor of Halloween. It features Wednesday's Whopper, Things Rings, and Morticia's Cookie Chocolate Shake. Those are all characters from which family?
The Addams Family?
What about the husband? What was his name?
Gomez.
What if we don't get like a Gomez? What rhymes with Gomez?
We'll workshop it later.
Because of the patriarchy.
I was trying to keep a good man down. Tied to one, question number two. Teddy Roosevelt was born this weekend back in 1858. He's one of the most revered presidents in American history. Which actor played him in the Night at the Museum movies?
It was Robin Williams, right?
Yes, it was Robin Williams. 2-1. Katy Perry, 40 today. Which Katy Perry song has these opening lyrics?
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name Firework?
Firework, yes. 3-1. Question number four. Yeah, that's it.
It's easier when Kennedy says them for sure.
For sure.
Taylor Swift was welcomed to New Orleans, Kennedy, with a 140-foot friendship bracelet outside of the venue.
It's unreal.
In Louisiana, there is a group of people with fresh French ancestry. They have their own unique culture, language, and cuisine. What are they called?
Creole?
I was looking for Cajun, Kennedy. I mean, I don't know. I feel like Creole also.
Whatever works. It's all good.
Yeah, but I was looking for Cajun.
All good. Okay.
3-1. Question number five. In an interview with an 11-year-old journalist for Access Hollywood, Rihanna was asked who her dream collaboration would be, and she said Billie Eilish. Rihanna's had the second most songs reach number one of the Billboard charts in the history of female singers. Who's first?
One more time, could you say, I'm sorry, the, just the last part?
Sure. Rihanna is the, has the second most songs, reached number one on the Billboard charts.
Who is the
in
first?
The history of female singers. Who's first?
Taylor Swift.
No, she had
Madonna?
No, she had an entire album of
Janet
number
Jackson.
Ones.
Mariah Carey.
There it is. Can't give you the point,
got
though.
Got there eventually.
Yeah.
3-1 is the final score. Those were tough, right?
Those were hard.
Very, very hard. 3-1 is final score. Kennedy gets a win. Jen, I'm sorry. You don't get the cash. However, you did win yourself concert tickets. Little Big Town and Sugarland, October 31st at the TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. But you save your money. You're going for free.
Excellent.
Yep. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jen from Bedford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
What do you got going on this weekend? 617-931-1234. That's the number into the studio. You can call or text that number. 617-931-1234. How about you, Kennedy?
Well, it's Friday, so I go to New Hampshire on Fridays, which I enjoy. Do weigh-in and stuff. And then tomorrow I'm actually going to be like a keynote speaker, kind of.
What? Kind of? No, you're doing it. Own it, queen.
So it's the sorority at Merrimack College, the Zetas, and their philanthropy is breast cancer and breast cancer awareness. And so they're having an event on Saturday at the Haverhill Country Club.
Nice.
And, you know, I think it's, you know, like your basic event. That, you know, they're going to do raffles and all of this stuff and raise money. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to give a little speech.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Kind of.
Did That's you prepare exciting. A speech?
I've been writing it, yes.
ChatGPT's your friend.
No, I can't. I could not.
Kennedy's a far better writer than AI.
It needs to be my voice for sure. But I'm excited. I'm honored that I was asked to do it. And I was not in a sorority in college, so it was kind of a cool thing to be around these sisters, if you will.
Right.
So I'm excited.
You know what's funny is we talk on the radio all day to thousands and thousands of people, but if you put me on a stage in front of like 12 people, I'm going to have the sweatiest palms and get super nervous.
Because we're just
friends. Don't make me go have small talk.
Yeah.
We're just friends hanging out in a room. You know, you were just standing in front of other people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a complete panic attack playing guitar in front of church 2 weeks ago.
I'm not just great like at public
my
speaking.
My fingers completely quit working. I'm like, what is wrong with me? Kathleen is from Merrimack, New Hampshire. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
So you're the team captain for a charity walk. What's it for?
So the whole state of New Hampshire has their Making Strides Against Breast Cancer walk this weekend. And it's up in Concord, New Hampshire. And I've been involved in the organization through work for about 12 years. And I've been the team captain for about 7 years.
Wow, that's a lot, and, a lot of work.
And the walk is on
that's
Sunday.
Great. How much does your team normally raise?
So what's really cool is my company allows us to do all sorts of activities within our company. And so just raising money internally at my company, there's about 350 employees. We raised over $9,000 with raffles. We did smoked rib dinners, and we sold cookie dough, and so it was really successful. I'm really happy.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for what you're doing.
You're welcome. I appreciate you, Kennedy, and I'm glad to do it.
That's awesome. Next time you have an event going on, let us know ahead of time. We'll put you in the Good Vibe Tribe to help promote it. We'll get you up. We'll get you over 10 grand.
It's a lot of work for a great cause.
Mandy is from Plymouth. Mandy, her and her identical twin. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What are you and your identical twin getting together and doing this weekend?
Well, we're going to have a good old-fashioned pre-Halloween party, and we're going to bake pumpkin pie and watch It's a Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown with our teenagers, and just kind of enjoy our, you know, the company of family and the season, and you know, just kind of do what we used to do in the old days. I don't feel like we get to do that often anymore.
That yes. we all need.
Yes.
Did you and your identical twin cause so much hijinks growing up? Because I got into so much crap, and there's only one of me. If there was two, it would have been the things I could have done.
Yeah, we really didn't. We were really good kids. I think it was just more fun that our senior year, she ended up being in every single class of mine. And so the teachers really couldn't tell us apart. So that was, it was just fun to kind of do that. But
okay,
we
so
are both married. Our husbands can tell us apart.
Okay, but you're Mandy. Please tell me your twin sister is named Sandy.
No, my gosh, I get this all the time. Everyone's always like, what's your sister's name? Her name is Jessica.
I love it.
Mandy and Jessica. All right. Who's the older?
Yeah.
Who's the older one?
She is older by 1 minute, and she can have that now that we're in our 40s. She can take that minute.
All right. Have a great weekend with
fun.
The teams.
It's never too late to start hijinks.
Lisa is from Salem, and there's some flag football happening this weekend.
Sure is. The Patriots Foundation invited 4 high school teams to come promote the girls' high school flag football, which is a growing sport in Massachusetts.
That is so cool.
So you coach one of the teams?
Yeah. So myself and Bill Pappas are the girls' flag football coaches at Salem High School. We have about 12 girls that are currently playing.
That is so cool.
And you're going to play at Gillette?
We are. So we got the invitation by email, and they asked that we come to the Jets game on Sunday, and that during the halftime we will scrimmage. We are playing Wachusett, and Pennsylvania is playing Pittsburgh.
Well, you buried the lead. You're playing flag football with your girls' high school team in the middle of the Jets-Patriots game?
Let me tell you that going to a Bees game and having little tots play in between
the
is so fantastic. But this just elevated things.
Being able to score a touchdown in Gillette Stadium with people in the stands is bucket list.
They better have the guys there that will shoot the guns off, too.
The musket, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Your team will probably score more touchdowns than the Patriots.
Oh, dear.
Well, I have to shout out the Patriots do an awesome job of, you know, really promoting flag football and girls flag football, and we're really excited to be there, and they do a lot, and it's really exciting.
All right, very cool. Thanks for sharing that with.
Congratulations.
Call us on Monday and let us know how it went. We got a big weekend, Kennedy. I'm going to try and rip through it real quick. Me and Lana, we're going to costume shopping today. Because we're going to a costume party tomorrow night, an adult's costume party.
Well, way to put it off until the literal last moment.
Yeah, well, we have most of it. We just need a couple of the last pieces. So we're going to that place in Cambridge, the
Garment District.
The Garment District, which is the best. If you've never been to the Garment District, you need to find a costume. They are absolutely the best.
What are you guys going as?
It's a cowboy party.
Oh, okay.
So everybody's dressing as cowboys.
Cowboy Carson, all right.
Yes. That
the
is
St.
Right.
Texas.
Can't hold them.
Yes, I'm going to dress as that Beyonce on the horse. That's the look.
Please tell me you are wearing glittered hat and sequined boots.
Get in your Renaissance era. Yeah.
It's booty shorts or nothing, sir.
And then Sunday, Kennedy, God is so good to me. Lacrosse season starts back.
So you're not going to see God at church?
No, I'm not going to see God at church on Sunday.
Well, he's still
we will be in Devon's Mass. Our first game starts at 8 a.m.
Oh.
Starts at 8 a.m.
How many games?
So he's playing 3 for his team, and then he's going to possibly pick up another team, need some help. So he might end up playing 2 or 3 games with another team after that.
When are you going to get home?
So we'll see you guys Monday. 617-931-1234. Call
Holy
or text cat. Now.
Have we kids, know. They said.
It'd be fun, they said. Go hang out in Devon's.
Yeah. See fields all across the land.
Yes.
What are you getting into this weekend? 617-931-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 1041.
1041.
617-931-1234. That's the number into the studio. You want to share what you're getting into this weekend? 617-931-1234. Call or text that number. Donna is from Holden, and her and her daughter are... I don't know why you're doing this. What are we doing here? Good morning, Donna.
Hi.
Tell everybody what you're doing.
How are you guys? I am not doing too terribly much. I will be bringing my daughter up to Monty Tech up in Fitchburg. She is a cadet in the MCJROTC program there.
Mm. Hoorah!
Okay, yes.
And they will be doing a 10-mile march to raise funds for Wreaths Across America.
Oh, so that's good. Will they be like in the fatigues and boots and everything?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, all right. I used to do that.
Awesome. That is so cool.
We didn't like it when we did it, though. It wasn't for a good cause.
For the welfare of America, son.
Yeah. We had 50-pound rucksacks.
Apples and oranges, sir.
Yeah. Well, take care of your dogs and take extra socks, okay?
Exactly. We've got the moleskin and the silk socks. Hopefully she'll be good to
go. Oh, you bougie.
You got to keep that foot health, don't you, Carson?
Did the Army provide you moleskin socks?
No. Stop. Here's some burlap.
Here's some wool socks.
Yes.
They're so gross.
Oh, so thick. Oh, green.
Dig a hole in the woods to sleep in.
And to do other stuff in.
Yeah.
Jody from Woburn. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
There's a Halloween parade. Is that right? Where is it?
There is a Halloween parade in Woburn on Sunday.
That's what I'm doing this weekend.
No way!
It's the most fun day of the year. We look forward to it. My mom has a huge open house. We all walk down. It's a party. It's so much fun.
Jody, I'm so excited. It's my first time. I've never been.
Dan, take a ride through Woburn today, down Main Street, and you will see the chairs already tied up. Telephone poles.
For Sunday?
I love that.
Bro.
That is so funny.
We spotted our first one.
That's aggressive.
Spotted our first chair on Monday.
Oh, so this is serious business.
Dan, forget it. You're not going to be able to see anything.
Well, the parade route literally ends at my apartment complex, so I'll probably just camp out there.
There you go. Perfect.
Yep.
So today, when you get home,
you gotta do.
Put your chair out.
Hey, Jody, text us your mom's address. Dan will be there about 4:30.
Yeah, if there's an open house.
Dan, come on down for the party. Lots of food. Lots of fun.
I love this. I'm officially a Woburnite. I'm a Tanner.
A Woburnite? Woburnite?
I think. I don't know.
Amy's from Braintree. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, kids. Carson, Kennedy, and Dan. How are you?
We're doing great. Are we allowed to say what you're doing? Because it says in my notes here, it's a surprise.
Yeah, we can. Because I normally take them in the summertime, and I lost my job. I used to work at Kearney Hospital, so I am now trying to sneak him up there for a little Halloween fest they're doing. It's the first time this year. So
does he know? Is he in the car with you right now?
No. I'm actually driving home from my new job.
Okay.
So yay! I had to land on my feet real quick.
Let's go.
I'm driving home to. Thank you.
It's what women do. You do you.
Well, you know, we have to. There's no choice, cutie. There's no choice.
And tell everybody where you're surprising your son with a trip to.
Storyland.
Storyland.
An iconic place.
Iconic.
Love it. And then we'll go next door to Living Shores on Sunday to do their little place.
Living Shores.
Awesome as well.
Oh, it doesn't ring off the tongue.
So, yeah.
Well, you guys have a great time.
Have
what's
so
your son's name?
His name is Josh.
Josh. All right. Well, you guys have a great time. Our good friend Ingrid from West Roxbury has a big weekend at the Animal Rescue League. They're getting their new facility, right?
Yes.
That's exciting. What's going to go on?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Right this weekend, we have a new little piglet, and her name is Magnolia. She is Absolutely. I get to name her, actually. So I was very happy about that. She was on the news. She's about, estimated about 2 to 3 weeks old. She's tiny.
Carson.
Very tiny.
How can we get a pig in here?
Oh, can we have a little piglet come visit?
Yes.
Can pig
let's
do visits?
Ones too.
I want to see that.
Ones.
What was that one that's been in the news? The pig. There was a special kind of pig. It was or a hippopotamus?
I think it's a hippo.
Was it a little pygmy hippopotamus?
You're talking about Mudang?
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know. Yeah, can you set that up? And can you bring us a little piggy in the studio, please?
Yeah. I feel like they're hypoallergenic, Carson, so you won't sneeze.
Oh, she's absolutely adorable. So please come on down. We have other animals also up for adoption, not just the piglet, but she's just a star right now.
And how big does she get full grown?
About 150 pounds, estimating.
Oh, that's not that bad. I was expecting to say like 400.
Yeah.
I saw some pigs at the Topsfield Fair. Woof. Things were thick.
Well, I hope it's a great weekend for you.
Text from the 774, Kennedy.
Yeah.
My daughter and I are flying to New Orleans and hitting the Taylor Swift concert on Sunday.
That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah. The mother-daughter action.
Producer Dan, I know you said you're going to the
Jody
parade.
I mean, Jody already really covered the best part of my
weekend. She ruined yours, huh?
Spoiler alert, I'm going to the Woburn Parade.
No. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, it is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
And DJ Lou is here. Good
Hello.
Morning, DJ
Woo-hoo.
Lou.
Good morning.
Burr, 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 burr. Burr, burr, burr. DJ Lou.
DJ Lou.
I'm recording that and using it.
All right. Introduce everybody that you brought with you in the studio this morning.
All right. I have my 15-year-old son, Zach.
Yep.
Great to be here.
Hey, Zach.
That's a whole man. Wow.
And my lovely girlfriend, Rachel.
Hey.
Hello.
Good morning, Rachel. Good morning, Zach. Will you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, may you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
Way too kind to that woman. You're supposed to like give her the evil eye, Zach. What are you doing? All right, so you know the deal. It's 5 trivia questions. They're all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. If you look behind you right now in that studio, you can see that she can't hear anything that is happening.
She's going down.
Remember, we're playing for pride. We're not playing for the actual money because you already got that from us. Sal wouldn't dare give you money twice. Here we go. Question number one. U2 dropped an unreleased song called Happiness as a part of the 20th anniversary of their How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb album. Which country is U2 from?
Ireland.
Asking a DJ music questions, Dan? You just want Kennedy to lose? Is that what's happening?
Keep those coming.
Question number two. 46 years ago today, in 1978, the original Halloween was released. Named the female lead who has been running for Michael Myers all these years.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's been running for 46 years. That's good job security.
That's not bad.
Halsey dropped her fifth album today called The Great Impersonator. Named this Halsey song. Really, another music question, Dan, for the DJ? I'm noticing a theme here.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Seemed like they were having a family conference over
there. They're huddled up, conferring.
Yeah.
Deferring
Name
to my
the
counsel.
Song, please.
We're going to guess closer.
Okay. Question number four. A Yankee fan took $10,000 out of his wedding fund to buy 4 World Series tickets, but he says his fiance okayed it. What is the nickname for the World Series? That's a good question, actually.
Thank you.
Which one? The Fall Classic. Lock it in.
Fall Classic.
Are you a baseball player?
Lock it in.
Oh, we got a baseball player on the roster. That's not fair.
And it's all questions about baseball and music, Dan.
We're fully covered.
Question number five. Teddy Roosevelt was born this weekend in 1858, one of the most popular presidents in American history, and one of the 4 faces on Mount Rushmore. Who are the other 3?
We're going with
George. They're all looking at Rachel.
You want to take this one? All right. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Zach like that. He's happy with their performance.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
DJ Lou and Zach and Rachel got 4 out of 5 correct.
All right.
It was a family affair, too.
I was going to say, it's helpful to have, you know, someone from each genre and generation sitting with you.
Well, and the fact that Dan just asked all music questions of the DJ, too, is kind of an interesting choice.
I see.
Kennedy also works in music, so it seems fair. It's not like she's a construction worker.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Side gig. Yes.
U2 dropped an unreleased track called Happiness as a part of the 20th anniversary of their How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb album. Which country is U2 from?
Ireland.
Tied at 1. 46 years ago today, in 1978, the original Halloween was released. Name the female lead who's been running from Michael Myers all these years.
The actress' name?
Yes.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Tied at 2. Halsey dropped her 5th album today called The Great Impersonator. Name this Halsey song.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Without me.
That was the era where she was just eviscerating G-Eazy. Yeah.
Pieces. In pieces.
Closer was the
Chainsmokers
song. Yeah. 3-2. Question number 4. A Yankee fan took $10,000 out of his wedding fund to buy 4 World Series tickets, but he says his fiance okayed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how she
for the rest of his life.
Right.
He will never, ever hear the end of that one.
What is the nickname for the World Series?
Zach knew this one.
Yeah.
Obviously.
He's a baseball player, plays first base. Nate Akai, right?
Get him.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that it is called the Super Baseball Bowl.
It should be.
So close. The Fall Classic.
This is the 5th thing I've learned today, and it's not even 8 o'clock.
This game just got interesting.
It is 3-3, going to the final question, which DJ Lou got correct. Teddy Roosevelt was born this weekend back in 1858. He's one of the most popular presidents in American history and one of the 4 faces of Mount Rushmore. Can you name the other 3?
Yeah. You got Washington, you got Lincoln, and Jefferson. Is that right? Hey!
Yep.
Kennedy, if you look to your right, you'll see 3 sad faces.
You guys, we tied. That was awesome.
Yeah, we did.
4 out of 4 is respectable. You can walk out of here with your head held high.
That was a battle.
Not bad. Kennedy gets the win, 4-4. Sorry, DJ Lou. We don't get to hang your name up in the rafters just yet.
Thumbs down.
I'm sure he'll be back.
I'm sure. We've been twice so far. I'm just saying.
Oh.
If you ever need a sub, I'm just saying.
Dude, we got your number, buddy. Know this.
Can't lose to Lou.
Carson has to go on vacation sometime.
Yep. You'll be our Friday free-for-all fill-in.
I mean, I don't think you could tell us apart if you took a picture of us right now, too.
It's true.
You guys well, we're about to, so
yeah.
We'll post it.
Real quick, why don't you plug your DJ service? Where can people find you if they want to get you for a private event?
Sure, thanks. It's GorhamProductions.com. It's GORHAM Productions.com.
You doing any gigs this weekend?
Yeah, just some corporate stuff.
Mm-hmm. What's the hottest song right now? The floor filler. You just know when you play it, this is it.
I mean, for the last 2.5 years, it's been Shaboozy.
Well played. I don't think I put any good floor fillers in my Friday free-for-all.
That's shocking.
You don't say.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm DJ Lou.
I'm Zach.
And Rachel.
We can't beat Kennedy.
DJ Lou! Bah, 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 bah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Hey, if you want to win yourself $5,000, listen to us on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download that to your phone. The Fall Into 5K is happening right now, so you listen to us for an hour, and you could win yourself $5,000. Pretty simple contest. Listen, win $5,000. We've got all the details up at mix1041.com. Let's get to Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
And now, it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject, and we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is, Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
By the way, if you have a parody idea, don't text it in, because Kennedy can see the text. But if you email them to me, we can keep it a secret and then shock Kennedy. This is from Cameron in Somerville. She's like, guys, I cannot believe what happened yesterday in the 1KCBK. Yes, if you don't know, we're doing a $1,000 Can't Beat Kennedy every weekday at 9:45. And Kennedy has been crushing people every day since we started. Has it been 4 or 5 weeks now?
It's been about 4 weeks. Yep. And she's been holding on to Sal's money tight.
And yesterday, Kennedy finally lost to Paul, who said he was sitting in the parking
lot. Because of Taylor Swift.
Because of Taylor Swift. So she says, I was wondering if you were ever actually going to give away the money. And then in comes Paul. I think we all know that Kennedy takes it pretty seriously, so I'm sure she's feeling some kind of way.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Here's my request. Since she lost on a Taylor Swift question, I think she should have to use a Taylor song. Sorry, Kennedy. Love you. Mean it. Again, that's from Cameron in Somerville. The question
was,
the question was, who is Taylor Swift named after?
Correct.
And it was?
James Taylor.
You'll never forget it, will you?
I will not.
Paul, a man of a certain age, knew that.
Well.
He's a Swiftie.
Good for him.
And what did you bring to us, Kennedy?
All righty. So, to the tune of Shake It Off, here is I Gave Away 1K.
I study all day. Too many facts up in my brain. I try to win every day. I try every day. Yesterday was not my day. Paul really came to play. And I didn't win the day. No, I didn't win the day. But now I'm bruised here, feeling like a failure. I had no idea that Tay was named after James, but Paul did, and he's got 1K. Now I'm all up in my head, and I feel nothing but dread. 'Cause Paul, he just won K. I'm really not okay. So now I will just pray that Sal won't be dismayed, made, because I just lost 1K. I just lost 1K. I usually never miss a beat. My winning record is real sweet.
Yeah, it is.
But I can still get beat. Yeah, I can still get beat, but not much. I'm feeling kind of blue. And can I get a game review? 'Cause my performance really blew. And we gave 1K to you. But I'll keep trying to keep myself from crying. But today's another day. It's all right. And I'm gonna put up a fight. Now I'm all up in my head. And I'm feeling thin but dread. 'Cause probably just 1K. And I'm really not okay. So now I will just pray that Sal won't be dismayed, made, because I just lost 1K. 1K.
Did you give away $1,000 yesterday?
Really?
I hadn't heard about it.
Yeah, I missed that. Good thing it didn't get to you.
Stupid.
Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
You can't be Paul, but you can sing.
I can do some things. There are some things I can do.
And we got a very nice text message from Paul this morning. Did you want to share that, Kennedy? What he wanted to do? Do you have it in front of you?
I was not prepared, but just one moment.
Well, I just thought about it right now when we were talking.
Sorry, I have to get through all the Freddie Freefalls texts. This is going to take a moment.
Yeah, it's a lot of them.
Essentially, he wants to take a part of his winnings and make a donation to the charity of your choice. I think he wanted to donate $250 or something of the $1,000 that he won.
I believe that is correct. That's I told him to keep his money, but if he didn't, I sent him a link.
All right, if you have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, we like to spring it on her every Friday at about this time. We give her 10 minutes to go write, record, sing, produce a parody song. No AI is allowed here. No ChatGPT is allowed, Kennedy. And if you have an idea for an Impossible Parody, drop me an email. It's carson@mix1041.com. That's carson@mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Helen from Worcester.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Helen?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
So you know the deal, right? 5 trivia questions all about pop culture. You answer more right than Kennedy, we give you the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you, okay?
Yep, I got it.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Cary Elwes turning 62 over the weekend. He played Dread Pirate Roberts in which classic comedy movie?
The Princess Bride.
Light work for Helen, Dan.
Mm-hmm, easy money.
Drake had dinner with his parents this week, then ditched them to make it rain at the club. And we're talking like an adult dancers club.
Yeah, where people are named like Cinnamon.
Which city is Drake from?
Oh, God. He's Canadian. Vancouver?
Question number three. Jimmy Fallon is doing an NBC special to go along with his new holiday album. Guests will include Dolly Parton, Justin Timberlake, the Jonas Brothers, and Weird Al. What was Jimmy Fallon's breakthrough that brought him to fame?
SNL.
Nancy Cartwright turned 67 this weekend. She's the legendary voice of Bart Simpson. She also voices Nelson, Ralph, and other characters. Who was Bart's best friend on The Simpsons?
Oh, God. I can picture him. He's got the glasses.
Yep. Big old crush on Lisa.
Oh, my God. I can't picture.
Don't.
Nelson. No, that's the fat one, I think.
Question number five. Jamie Foxx is singling out Diddy in his new Netflix special, even claiming he was responsible for his mysterious hospitalization. Jamie Foxx voiced the lead character Joe in this Pixar movie about a middle school band teacher whose life hasn't gone the way he wanted, who travels to another realm to help someone find their passion. Name the movie.
Soul.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That's a different character than the question, for the record.
I know it is.
Okay.
No, I was just referencing the show.
Gotcha.
It's all about the imagery.
Mm-hmm. Donuts. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Helen got 3 out of 5?
Yes.
These are tough, Kennedy.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Helen, by the way, works at UMass Medical School. What do you do there, Helen?
I am a clinical data specialist in the newborn screening program.
Oh, wow.
That sounds like fantastic work.
You just explained it. I'm still not sure what you do.
It's pre-analytical stuff and specimen transport and talking to hospitals.
Yeah,
that cleared it up.
Those are some $5 words,
exactly.
Dan. We use 25 cent words around here. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
You bet.
Cary Elwes turning 62 over the weekend. He played the Dread Pirate Roberts in which classic comedy movie?
Princess Bride.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Drake had dinner with his parents this week and then ditched them to make it rain at the club.
As one does.
Yes, at that club.
How rude not to bring them, though.
Which city is Drake from?
Toronto.
Remember that one time a week ago when we were in New York
and
you tried to take us to a club like that?
You're all a bunch of dummies because it would have rained and you wouldn't have had to pay for a thing. You're all idiots.
I've been to a club like that with Kennedy. We had a great time.
Yep.
2 to 1. Question number 3. Jimmy Fallon is doing an NBC special to go along with his new holiday album. Guests will include Dolly Parton, Justin Timberlake, the Jonas Brothers, and Weird Al. What was Jimmy Fallon's breakthrough that brought him to fame?
Like being on Saturday Night Live?
3 to 2. Nancy Cartwright turned 67 this weekend. She is the legendary voice of Bart Simpson. She also voices Nelson, Ralph, and other characters. Who is Bart's best friend on The Simpsons?
Milhouse.
4 to 2. Question number 5.
I watch The Simpsons every day of my life. So just know that. Every single day.
It's a palate cleanser.
Correct.
What's your favorite episode?
Yes.
Do you also enjoy Bob's Burgers?
Yeah, all of them.
Time to time.
I'm a Bob's
but
Burgers
guy, too.
But The
Simpsons is so clever.
Jamie Foxx is singling out Diddy in his new Netflix special, even claiming he was responsible for his mysterious hospitalization. Jamie Foxx voiced the lead character Joe in this Pixar movie about a middle school band teacher whose life hasn't gone the way he wanted, who travels to another realm to help someone find their passion. Name the movie.
I don't know.
Soul.
There it is.
It's a fantastic movie.
No, it was way too sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
I turned that off.
No, I know it's sad.
I was out.
But it is very good. Kennedy, every once in a while you need a good cry.
Honey, I do that in the bathroom in between breaks. I'm good. All set in that.
So I was right.
That I was crying in the bathroom? 100%.
This is why she watches The Simpsons.
It's not rocket science.
Don't. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Helen, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening this morning. Seriously, we do appreciate that.
Oh, wow.
You are our family to us, Helen.
You are indeed.
And what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
She's like, all right.
My name is Helen, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Julie from Somerville.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Do you want to ask Kennedy about what happened yesterday in the 1K CBK?
I heard, and I feel like she might not want to talk about it.
Yeah, you're right. She just left the studio giving us the two-fingered salute.
Mm-hmm.
Five trivia questions. They're all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. And just like Paul did, you could win yourself $1,000. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. Julie, it's going to be 2 days in a row. Let's get it done, okay?
She is streaky. Sometimes when she loses, the wheels come off the bus.
You ready?
Yes, ready.
About a decade ago, this landslide singer said to Katy Perry, "I don't have rivals. I have friends. All the other women singers that I know are friends. Nobody's competing. Get off the internet and you won't have rivals either." Who is the singer?
Stevie Nicks.
Who starred as Elle Woods in Legally Blonde?
Reese Witherspoon.
Tonight on Max is the streaming premiere of Trap. It's a thriller about a serial killer trying to escape a trap the cops set at a concert that he's attending with his teen daughter. The director also directed The Sixth Sense. Who is he?
M. Night Shyamalan.
This actor played the lead role in Mad Max Fury Road. Who is he?
Tom Hardy.
Oof. Not even taking a pause, Dan.
She doesn't need to. Why would she?
Two former executives at Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune are suing for race, gender, and age discrimination, and also retaliation. Which of those two shows has been on the air longer? Is it Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune?
Ooh. I'm going to say Jeopardy.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Julie, I understand you work in marketing for a pickle company?
I do. Grillo's Pickles.
Julie, how
Did
do you market a pickle?
Hold on. Slow down, Dan.
I didn't put my headphones on.
Everybody's attacking me. I need to get...
I just put my headphones on.
Yes. Grillo's. Yes.
I have three different kinds of Grillo's pickles
the spicy?
In my refrigerator right this moment.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
We love you guys. Now, I'm sorry, Dan. What were you saying?
Julie, how do you market a pickle?
You make them delicious is what they did, Dan. They market themselves.
Yeah, honestly. It's,
but then Julie wouldn't have a job.
It's not that hard when they're that good. That's true.
All right. We're going to have to reach out to Julie. I want a trip to the job site.
The Grillo's Pickle Factory.
Oh,
for
my gosh.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, Julie got 5 out of 5.
So you're in a pickle.
See what he did there?
Oh, my God.
So, Kennedy, the 1K CBK lost $1,000 yesterday to Paul. Today, Julie gets 5 out of 5. Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yeah.
No, she was having fun with the pickle stuff a second ago. Now it's very serious.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. These are tough. Question number one. About a decade ago, this landslide singer said to Katy Perry, "I don't have rivals. I have friends. All the other women singers that I know are friends. Nobody's competing. Get off the internet and you won't have rivals either." Who's the singer?
Stevie Nicks.
That's a great quote. It really is.
And mm-hmm. Listen, because it's very, very... Yes, that.
Who starred as Elle Woods in Legally Blonde?
Reese Witherspoon.
How are your palms?
Shush.
Tonight on Max is the streaming premiere of Trap. It's a thriller about a serial killer trying to escape a trap the cops set at a concert that he's attending with his teen daughter. The director also directed The Sixth Sense. Who is he?
Oh, M. Night Shyamalan.
This actor played the lead role in Mad Max Fury Road. Who is he?
Tom Hardy.
You sat up in your chair pretty quick.
Bring it!
Question number five. Two former executives at Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune are suing for race, gender, and age discrimination and also retaliation. Which show has been on the air longer?
Between which and which, I'm sorry?
Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, my God.
It's a $1,000 question.
Shush.
That's like the professional golfer, and there's a putt to win the tournament, and they say, it's a $700,000 putt.
Yeah, but you're talking way too loudly to be golfing
on. Well, we're up in a tower above the green.
We'll whisper. Here she comes.
She's taking
I'm going to say Jeopardy.
You're going to say Jeopardy. Okay. All right, question number one. You said Stevie Nicks, yes. 1-1. Reese Witherspoon obviously starred in Legally Blonde. M. Night Shyamalan, that is correct. His daughter stars in this, by the way, I believe.
Yeah, it's not great. I've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. Basically just a two-hour thing to promote his daughter's music.
Aha.
Yes.
Nepotism alive and well. We're here for it.
You said Tom Hardy?
I did.
You did. All right, so which has been on the air longer, Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune? You said Jeopardy. Wheel of Fortune went on the air in 1975. And Jeopardy went on the air in 1964. That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. I could go for some pickle juice right now.
Same.
How are you feeling now?
Better.
Would have been a long weekend for Kennedy. I'm not going to lie.
I can't. Nope.
I don't know if the $1,000 CPK is good for your health.
I don't think it is, but that's all right. We're all in it together. Let's go.
All right. Well, congratulations, Kennedy. You get the win with a 5-5 tie. Julie, unfortunately, with the tie, Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, yes. You don't get the cash.
Okay.
Chill out. Eat a pickle.
Okay, I'm happy to get them all right.
Did you? I gave you a pro. Did you?
Chill out. Eat a pickle. Yeah, that's right. Are you on our website?
That's your new slogan. Market it.
No, that already is their slogan, Dan.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well played, sir.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Julie?
I'm Julie from Somerville, and I couldn't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.